From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine promising an end to separatist occupation in three cities from Russia. Deadly market bombing in Pakistan. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine says it'll end the pro-Russian separatist occupation of government buildings near the Russian border by Friday, either through negotiations or by force. Addressing the stalemate in the eastern cities of Luhansk and Donetsk, Ukraine Interior Minister Arsen Avakov said Wednesday, in his words, "For those who want dialogue, we propose talks and a political solution. For the minority who want conflict, they will get a forceful answer." This warning from Kiev came Wednesday as U.S. diplomat Victoria Nuland told the U.S. Congressional Committee that the building takeovers were very carefully orchestrated, well-planned, well-targeted effort. A bomb blast in a fruit and vegetable market on the outskirts of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, killed at least 22 people and left more than 100 wounded. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Witnesses and police say the bomb went off in a section of the bustling market where traders had gathered in large numbers for early morning fruit auctions. Investigators suspected the explosive material was planted in a fruit carton. This shopkeeper says the high-intensity blast sent victims and their body parts flying, and there were bodies scattered all over the area. Rescue teams shifted the dead and wounded to the Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences in the capital and to a hospital in the neighboring city, Rawalpindi. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Prosecutors in Oscar Pistorius' murder trial launched a tough first day of cross-examination. The prosecution Wednesday pressed the South African runner to say he takes responsibility for killing his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. He broke down in tears after the lead prosecutor displayed a graphic picture of Steenkamp's bloodied head and told Pistorius to take a look at it. Prosecutors say Pistorius intentionally shot Steenkamp at his home last year. He's told the court he thought he was shooting at an intruder when firing through a locked bathroom door. Police in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania say a student armed with a knife injured 19 of his classmates and an adult during a 30-minute stabbing and slashing spree at a high school in the Pittsburgh suburb of Murraysville. Authorities say not all the injured were cut by the knife. Some were hurt during the panic that ensued at the school. Here's Murraysville Police Chief Thomas Seafeld.
In a situation like this, you want the students to run. You know, going back to the fire alarm being pulled, I mean, that's the purpose, is to evacuate. You want the kids to get out of the area. And they did, and they did right. That's what they should have done.
A hospital spokesman says four victims appear to have life-threatening injuries but are expected to survive. Police say a 16-year-old male student is in custody. The Australian chief of the search team looking for the missing Malaysian jet in the depths of the Indian Ocean is voicing optimism the plane could soon be found. Angus Houston says the two signals detected Tuesday by a U.S. Navy pinger locator give searchers some reason to hope they'll find the wreckage of the jet. Houston says the most recent signals will help to reduce the search area west of Australia to a much more manageable region. Authorities are running out of time as the battery on the plane's black box locator beacon that transmits those pings lasts only for about 30 days. The World Health Organization is issuing its first ever global guidelines on treating hepatitis C, a liver disease that kills between 350,000 and 500,000 people every year. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Health Organization says between 130 and 150 million people globally have chronic hepatitis C infection. The most affected regions are Central and East Asia and North Africa. The hepatitis C virus is mainly spread through exposure to contaminated blood. This can happen through unsafe healthcare practices involving the reuse of needles and syringes. A significant number of people who are chronically infected with hepatitis C will develop liver cirrhosis or liver cancer. WHO is publishing its guidelines as more effective and safer oral hepatitis medicines become more readily available on the market. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
After 2 days of talks in Vienna, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says nuclear talks between Iran and world powers will move to the next stage in May. Negotiators want to reach a permanent deal by the end of July that builds on an interim agreement reached last year. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website, on the internet, at voanews.com.